Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, The Bird Show.
If you have not seen the movie Saltburn on Amazon Video yet, don't listen to our bonus content because there are a lot of spoilers in our bonus content on Saltburn this week. And Abby also describes, like, the nastiest scenes in this movie, man.
Did you see what they were passing out on the red carpet at the Golden Globes?
They had all the celebs smelling a candle that supposedly smells like Jacob Elordi's bathwater, joke you'll get if you watch Saltburn. Right.
So there's that on our bonus content, and then Mo got berated at the airport by some stranger that actually helped Mo make his flight. So if you missed any of that, you can catch it on our bonus content right now, thebirdshow.com/bonus. BS. All right, virtual listener Amy needs our help here. She is wondering if her boyfriend is being shady or not because he seems to be hanging out a lot with one woman at work and paying for lunch all the time. Is it shady or not? Is this one woman that he's consistently taking out for lunch?
Yeah. So, like you mentioned, my boyfriend, he has this friend at work and she goes to lunch with him a lot, like multiple times a week. Like they always got to do Taco Tuesday for lunch. And then, you know, at least two or three other times during the work week, like even when I pack him his lunch, you know, they're still having lunch together. And, sometimes they even go to dinner and for drinks after work. And anytime they go anywhere, if it involves paying for food and drinks, he's always the one that pays. And I asked him why he's always paying. And he says, oh, you know, just chivalry isn't dead. And I'm a gentleman and I feel, you know, like I have to. And I don't know if it's like a masculinity thing or what, but even when the entire office goes out, that's the thing that gets me is even when the entire office goes out together, right? Like, businesses, they do their, you know, company lunches and things like that. So he still pays for her. Like, there's other women in the office, too. He doesn't pay for any other women. So, you know, he said it's a chivalry thing. So, I don't know. I think it's a little weird. What do you guys think? Is this, like, should this be, like, a red flag?
All of us are like, hands up. I have a question. Amy, would you consider this female coworker to be, like, a peer of his? Like, do they have a similar role? Are they similar ages? Or is she, like, maybe in a lower position?
I don't know about lower position, but I know they work in like different departments. Like they share the same office. Like the office has like multiple floors and multiple levels, like different, like it's compartmentalized. I think I've been in there one time, but like they're in completely different departments.
Because I was going to say, I'm like, maybe if he makes like double her salary, maybe he's just being nice. Like, oh, I know she's entry level. I just want to help her out with this mojito.
Have you met this well-fed bee?
At one of the Christmas parties, I ended up going. He hasn't been working there for a very long time. He started like early last year. And so I've been to a Christmas party that they hosted where they, you know, you can bring in wives and stuff or husbands or partners and things like that. And I've seen her before. She seems lovely.
Okay, here's the deal, Amy. This is so hella shady, whether he intends for it to be shady or not. So when I first started in radio, I worked in promotions and I had more regular hours, right? And there was a group of us that went out to lunch. We called ourselves the lunch bunch. And we went out to lunch.
Man. I know, right? Did you guys break off into like discussion groups on that and all came to the table with a different name?
We literally went out to lunch together every single day. Mondays was Jersey Mike's, 2 days was S Sandwich. Like we had our routine. And it was me and like 4 or 5 other guys. It was a PD. It was an engineer. It was somebody else in promotions. I was a lowly promotions coordinator. Never once did any of those dudes ever pay for my lunch. I always paid for my lunch. There's no reason for him to be paying for a coworker. It, like, if you do it once as like, hey, you know, thanks for helping me out with that project, blah, blah, blah. I want to pick that's fine. This, and the fact, I'm not even mad at him. I'm mad at her that she thinks it's okay to make a coworker, or not make, but to have a coworker pay for her lunch.
Go get yours, go.
No.
Yeah, I'm not turning down a free meal, Kristen. Yeah, yeah,
come on.
Free food is free food.
Get your own damn taco. Like, what is going on?
That's on him. I don't think there's any way around this. This is extremely shady. I had a lunch partner once, and it was a woman, and we weren't together, and we alternated. It just made sense to do that, to pay every single time.
Yeah.
That's a little more than chivalry. And the fact that they haven't known each other long. You said he just started there at the end of last year. So you're doing this already? They don't even have like a long-term relationship. I think it's very shady.
Yeah, I might pay for the very first time. But if this is a consistent thing, at some point or another, maybe the second time, it's like, all right, we're going to split this, right? If there's nothing romantic about it at all. And the fact that when the whole office goes out, he's still paying for her.
No.
That's shady as hell.
Very shady.
Yeah, very shady.
And no, you don't split it. I pay for mine, you pay for yours.
Yeah.
Like it's there's no reason. I don't know why I'm getting so hyped about this.
You are.
I am.
You are mad for you and the entire lunch bunch. This goes against everything the lunch bunch stands for.
No one messes with the lunch bunch.
Really,
dog? Nah, man, I understand.
What is going on?
Can't breach the integrity of the lunch bunch.
Well, I'm putting myself in Amy's shoes, and if my husband was going out, and also, like, that adds up. That's a lot of freaking money by the end of the month that you're spending on somebody else's lunch. Like, get out of here.
Yeah, Amy, you go to that man and say, no, absolutely not. It's totally shady, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much for your help.
All right, see you now. Bye-bye.
That's going to irk me all damn day.
Hey, The Bird Show.